picture on the mantle up above a fireplace. She's pigtails blowing out candles on a birthday cake. She's a driving off to college, tear in her mama's eyes. Yeah, she's a daddy's girl, better treat her right, 'cause she's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter. Yeah. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you're breaking. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter. Yeah, she's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter.
Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM, translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Closing arguments are underway in the federal gun trial of Hunter Biden. The president's son is charged with lying on the paperwork when he tried to buy a revolver by saying that he wasn't using or addicted to drugs at the time. Former President Trump has his first meeting with a probation officer since his conviction. In his criminal hush money trial, he'll appear virtually from Mar-a-Lago. Secretary of State Antony Blinken with a message to all nations who want to prevent the conflict from Israel and Hamas from spreading.
If you want a ceasefire, press Hamas to say yes. If you want to alleviate the terrible suffering of Palestinians.
America's top diplomat is in Israel to take part in the ongoing ceasefire negotiations. Transportation officials in Wyoming say they're trying to come up with the most expedient cleanup and repair plan after the weekend landslide that destroyed a highway near Jackson. This is ABC News. Huge gains by the right in parliamentary elections in the European Union. Voters reacting to leaders pushing a globalist agenda.
For the past 2 years, senior leaders here have been noting how unified Europe is. This vote shows it is not. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen putting on a brave face.
We may differ on individual points, but we all have an interest in stability, and we all want a strong and effective Europe.
The right could now become a major player in policies ranging from migration to security and climate. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A hailstorm is blamed for causing damage to an Austrian Airlines plane. The flight landed safely in Vienna without its nose cone and with the cockpit window smashed. The pilots say the storm was not visible on radar. Passengers reported about 2 minutes of turbulence. No one was hurt. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Plenty of sunshine in the sky today as a high-pressure system sits overhead, providing calm winds and comfortable temperatures in the low 70s. We'll stay clear again tonight and fall quite crisp. Then we get a little wet tomorrow with some showers and storms. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 67 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newper. There were more protests at Waupun Correctional on Sunday, this time outside of the prison. Ted Allen has more.
The prison's former warden and eight other employees were criminally charged last week in connection with the death of two Waupun inmates. Sunday, family and friends of those inmates joined former inmates to seek change at the prison. Another protest in the prison grounds supported the employees charged in the deaths. That group said staff could only work with the resources available to them, and the real accountability should be with those in charge.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission is meeting today to decide ballot access questions in 10 different races across Wisconsin. They're also looking to certify the ballot for both the August primary and the November general elections. And police in Madison are still looking for answers, suspects, or even a motive for the shooting that injured 10 people early yesterday morning. It happened at a rooftop party on the Lux, a downtown building near the UW campus. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durant, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durant. Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West Durant, and NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durant. Visitors at Wabasha's Beach Park had to deal with some flooding as high water levels overtook the beach over the weekend. Minor flooding along the Mississippi River completely covered the sand, leaving beachgoers having to set up in the grass. The high water levels are because of the rain so far this spring. The National Weather Service does have a flood warning for the Mississippi River in Buffalo and Wabasha counties until June 16th. The river did crest at 12.44 feet over the weekend. It should begin to go down over the rest of the week. Construction on 6th Avenue East should begin this week. The road surface and sidewalks will be redone. That's part of the city's plan to do some smaller projects each year. At the same time, the Durand, Arkansas School District will be replacing the parking lot at Durand, Arkansas High School, along with some remodeling of the very front of the school. Both projects are expected to be done before the new school year begins in August. There's another memorial to one of Western Wisconsin's fallen deputies. Leaders in St. Croix County Saturday dedicated a portion of Highway 128 in honor of Deputy Katie Lessing. She was gunned down during a traffic stop last May. St. Croix County sheriffs say the new highway means Lessing will be remembered forever. It's a busy week for the Wisconsin's Elections Commission. The commission will meet today to decide ballot access questions in 10 different races across the state. Commissioners are also looking to certify the ballot for both the August primary and the November general election. The Elections Commission is also scheduled to meet on Wednesday to deal with election clerk training. The largest budget increase ever proposed for the universities of Wisconsin system, as Governor Evers announced Friday to the Board of Regents. He said his next biennial budget, he would ask the legislature to provide an increase of over $400 million in each year of the biennium for the UW system. Evers says the big boost is needed to prevent further degradation of the UW system and that being 42nd in the nation in support of public universities, quote, doesn't cut it, unquote. 7 4-year campuses are facing budget shortfalls and UW Oshkosh has exhausted its reserves. Republicans on the legislature's Joint Finance Committee have rejected the Democratic governor's previous UW budget requests. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
While there was some rain to start the day, over 2,100 people were served during the Pepin County Town and Country Dairy Breakfast Saturday at Kohler Farms. The rain didn't stop the crowds from enjoying breakfast and also touring the farm. Also this weekend, good crowds were reported for Durand Fun Fest. Festival organizers had to reconfigure Memorial Park, but events and the carnival all ran smoothly. This weekend will be the Arkansas Creek Park Days in Arkansas and the Pierce County Dairy Breakfast at Loran Acres, just south of Plum City. The sheriff in Eau Claire is looking for a stabbing suspect. That stabbing happened last week in Fairchild. Deputies are not saying what led up to the stabbing or if anything was taken. Investigators are asking anyone who may have a doorbell camera to check their footage. In the meantime, the Eau Claire County Sheriff's Department says there's no danger to the public in the case. Attorneys for the man accused of killing Madeline Kingsbury are again asking a judge to have the trial moved to another venue. A motion filed Friday in Winona County urged the judge to move the trial because Adam Fravel won't receive a fair hearing. The motion cited extensive media coverage of Kingsbury's death and claimed the public was biased against Fravel. Kingsbury was found dead last year, and Fravel was initially charged with second-degree murder. A grand jury later indicted Fravel on first-degree murder charges. There are now calls for an audit of Milwaukee public schools. Both Governor Tony Evers and the top Republican in the Wisconsin Senate, Devin LeMahieu, on Friday called for state auditors to look over the books at MPS. LeMahieu says the legislature's audit bureau is more than capable of looking into how MPS is spending the money and where there could be savings. The governor says he wants to make sure that there's a full accounting in Milwaukee public schools. The audit comes after MPS lost nearly $17 million in state aid because of late and incomplete financial reports from last year. You're listening to WRDN News.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
You want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport is ranked second on the list of best airports to fly out of. According to data by AirHelp, MSP only had 20% of flights disrupted. falling short to Salt Lake City's International Airport with only 18% of flights disrupted. The Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport ranked last with about 45% of flights being disrupted. The company bases its findings on data gathered from airports that dealt with the most and least flight disruptions before the start of the summer travel season. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Plenty of sunshine in the sky today as a high-pressure system sits overhead, providing calm winds and comfortable temperatures in the low 70s. We'll stay clear again tonight and fall quite crisp. Then we get a little wet tomorrow with some showers and storms. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 67 degrees.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hulu has movies. We're here to tell you again. Hulu has movies that will put you in the driver's seat like Ferrari, starring Adam Driver. Hulu has movies that will terrify you, like The First Omen plus the entire Omen franchise. Hulu has movies that will inspire you, like Origin, directed by Ava DuVernay. Hulu has movies that will make you hold on tight, like Bullet Train with Brad Pitt. We've said it before, and we will keep saying it. Hulu has movies. All kinds of movies. Come check them out on Hulu.
A repeat slips away from Stricker. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with sports. We start at the AmFam Championship in Verona, where a repeat for Madison's Steve Stricker was on the sudden death cusp.
He pushed it. Whoa. That is a shock.
And with that, Hall of Famer Ernie Els has won the American Family Insurance Championship, and he wins for the second week in a row and picks up win number 5 on the PGA Tour Champions.
Audio courtesy of the Golf Channel. In sudden death, Steve Stricker misses a 3-foot putt, a disappointing ending to a day where he had a big back nine lead.
And I didn't even know I had 4 really at the time. We got put on the clock, and that's kind of what changed things in my mind. It's like I started to hurry. And I've been put on the clock before, and I just know better to take my time, make sure I'm ready. And there was a couple shots where I didn't. And even the last putt there, we weren't on the clock, but I just felt like I rushed a few shots today when I shouldn't have.
Instead, it's Els who wins. The AmFam moves to TPC Wisconsin next year. Moving on to baseball, the day to forget for the Brewers.
1-2 on McKinstry. Bases loaded, 1 out. The pitch, and swinging a little pop fly to left. It's going to drop for a base hit. Green is in. Urshela being waved home. He will score without a throw. What an at-bat for Zach McKinstry. He just put the bat on the ball and blooped it over the infield. Tigers have a 6-0 lead.
The final score would be 10-2. Play-by-play courtesy of WXYT Radio in Detroit. The Brewers still do take 2 of 3 in the series. Milwaukee's back home for a 3-gamer with the Blue Jays starting tonight. The series lid lifter begins at 7:10. Colin Ray will pitch against Jose Berrios. Auto racing, Will Power wins the IndyCar race event at Road America. The Celtics take a 2-0 lead over the Mavericks in the NBA Finals, 105-98, the final score from Boston. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank goodness. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans starting at $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh. What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure. But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Larson is king of the road in Sonoma.
I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Bike Riders is the motion picture event roaring into theaters June 21st.
I built this club out of nothing.
Inspired by true events, USA Today hails the Bike Riders as a must-see summer movie. Yeah, 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 yeah. Starring Jodie Comer.
The club is changing.
Austin Butler.
Is that who we are now?
And Tom Hardy.
This is our family.
Outsiders become legends. The Bike Riders, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Written and directed by Jeff Nichols. Only in theaters, June 21st.
Hendrick Motorsports driver Kyle Larson took the lead from Martin Truex Jr. in the closing laps of yesterday's Toyota Save Mart 350 at the Sonoma Raceway in California to claim the win, his third of the season and second at the 1.9-mile road course. The win ties Larson with Denny Hamlin and William Byron for the most victories this season at three. Truex, who was leading the race until that late race pass by Larson, ran out of fuel on the final lap and coasted back to the checkered flag to finish 27th. Road racing ace Michael McDowell finished second, his best of the season with his Front Row Motorsports team. For more on the race weekend and full results, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Whether you have a farm or a garden, correct timing matters. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Instead of using a calendar, manage planting and pest control with Growing Degree Days as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
The calendar to plant my vegetables this year, but I'm not sure if my timing was right. I should try using Growing Degree Days. This method measures accumulations of heat required for insects and plants to flourish. Len Koop is the Associate Director of the Integrated Plant Protection Center at Oregon State University. He also works with a website that collects data from thousands of weather stations around the U.S. He uses the information to calculate degree days, which is the average temperature of a given day minus a temperature threshold.
If today's average temperature was 65 and the threshold is 50, that's like saying, well, nothing really happens below 50 degrees for certain insects, let's say. So the average temperature, 65 minus 50, equals 15. So that would be 15 growing degree days.
Degree days can give you a lot of information, such as when the pest you're trying to control is at its most vulnerable or when your plants will flower. Koop says counting degree days to an event takes away a lot of guesswork, especially when temperatures differ from year to year. As an example, let's say certain insect eggs will hatch after 400 degree days rather than sometime in March or April.
If we calculate and accumulate degree days, let's say after January 1st, every year, and we get the 400 mark, and the research has shown us that that's when this event happens, like the eggs hatch or the trees bloom, then we can predict pretty close to when something's going to happen from year to year.
Learn more about growing degree days at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway.
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RADIO to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RADIO for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code RADIO for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
68 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of farm news and markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit gains in the milk markets. July and August up 49. July at 2045, August 2083. September up 34 to 2064. October up 16 at 2020. Cheese markets, barrels up 1.25 to 196 and 3/4. 40-pound blocks up 5.25 to 189 and 3/4. 3 trade a barrel, 2 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1.25 to 308, 6 trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk steady at 119.5, no trades. Dry whey steady at 47, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moving up mostly higher as boxed beef prices performed as well as they did last week, and feedlot managers willing to wait until late in the week to trade live cattle. Also, the market is in for a rallying week as demand remains supportive as long as that demand kicks in and stays there. Now, Superior's Corn Belt Classic video cattle auction is going on currently today. Hog markets mostly higher. The market waits to see what demand does surface this week. Midday pork cutouts are higher, but the traders want to see steady, stable demand. June live cattle up $1.62 to $183.80. August up $2.42 to $179.60. October up $2.17 to $181.85. August feeder cattle up $3.95 to $258.87. September up $3.97 to $259.82. October up $3.80 to $260.25. June hogs down 17 cents to $92.35. July now up 7 cents to $93.57. August down 62 cents to 91.05. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn and wheat are slightly higher, but even a bit mixed as well. Warmer weather should move in this week for most of the rains, sticking to the northern and western corn belt for the most part. South America will see some expansion in corn and soybean exports on a seasonal basis. Weekly crop progress reports are expected to show at least steady conditions. Meanwhile, wheat harvest moving up mostly lower as the trade continues to see harvest pressure, and euro values are slipping despite some storms likely slowing the plains harvest and little change to Black Sea conditions. July corn down 1.75 to 450.5. September and new crop up 1.25. September at 456. December 468.5. July beans up 5.5 to 1184.75. August up 4 to 1180.75. New crop up 0.5 to 1158.25. July soybean meal up 660 to 367.30. July soybean oil down 34 cents to 43.29. Chicago wheat, July down 19 to 608.5. September down 16.5 to 632.75. Minneapolis wheat, July down 17 to 677.5. September down 16 to 687.5. Triple digit gains in the oil markets today. July crude oil up $1.94 to 77.47. August up $1.87 to 77.09. July and August gas both up 2 cents, July at 240, August at 239. Join Chip Fleury for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Trouble ahead for soybean demand? We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The USDA's first balance sheets for 24-25 supply and demand came out last month. Ben Brown, an agricultural economist with the University of Missouri Extension Service, talks about the soybean numbers.
In opposite of what I said on the corn side, I do actually think we have some demand concerns on the soybean front. USDA, when they put out their new crop balance sheet, I looked at some of the new crop demand numbers. I'm not saying that they're not achievable. There's a probability that we hit those demand numbers, but they seem a little bit more optimistic than I would be in terms of achievable demand levels. If I'm right in that, and we have a little bit smaller demand use in the soybean complex, that builds ending stocks and puts further downward pressure on soybean prices.
He says soybean prices have been back and forth in recent months.
From producer standpoint, you know, we've seen the soybean market move 20 cents up and then 20 cents down the next day. And we're seeing some of that from concerns over expectations of trade. The U.S. added tariffs on Chinese goods coming into the United States. We've yet to see how China responds to that. If they will respond, the anticipation is they will. But they also haven't bought in any new crop soybeans from the United States. Our new crop bookings of soybeans are the lowest since 2005.
Soybean crush seems to have slowed in recent weeks.
Soybean crush, for all the optimism that has existed in the domestic soybean crop sector the last couple years, we seem to be taking a little bit of a breather here. The expectations of that are a little bit unclear and murky at the current point. But again, I sit here and say the soybean picture to me seems to have the most risk of, you know, not hitting those demand expectations, and we see a little bit of downward pressure added to the soybean markets.
Meanwhile, in South America, they've finally had some of their soybean export issues resolved from the flooding and also some of the strikes that limited South American exports of beans. And now more beans from South America are starting to come into the market, and that will continue to adversely affect U.S. soybean exports, at least for the coming months. But the trade will also continue to watch the weather worldwide. With stocks being at some lows, it's going to need a good growing season here in the U.S., or if any other weather issues happen in the U.S. that affect our growing season, that could help raise prices of beans for farmers. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins, Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one,
The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. USDA will offer $7 million to support the development of wetland mitigation banks, which could benefit Wisconsin farmers. The banks will help offset unavoidable wetland impacts on a farm by creating or restoring wetlands in another location. NRCS is currently accepting proposals through grants.gov through August 2nd. Tribes, government entities, nonprofit organizations, and others can apply. USDA programs require farmers to comply with wetland conservation. That means they can't farm converted wetlands or convert wetlands for agriculture. If avoiding wetland impacts on their property is difficult, farmers can purchase credits from a mitigation bank to compensate for the loss. Wetland mitigation banks are established on private land with a conservation easement restricting activities that could harm the wetland. The landowner retains ownership of the property. AM radio is a lifeline for many individuals, particularly those living in rural areas with limited access to reliable internet or cell phone coverage. In 2023, several automakers announced they would remove or plan to remove broadcast AM radio receivers from vehicles due to interference generated by electric batteries. Now, AM radio does help rural residents keep apprised of news that may impact their business, healthcare, education, and family. It's also available when the power goes out and those cell towers go offline. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act is ensuring the service is accessible to all Americans. The American Farm Bureau Federation, the National Association of Broadcasters, and National Association of Farm Broadcasting are asking farmers to let lawmakers know how important AM radio is and ask them to support the act. The Farm Bureau website is participating in an action alert. You can send a message at fb.org/action alert. That's fb.org/action alert. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization's food price index stood at 120.4 points in May, up 0.9% from the revised April level. Increases in the price index for cereal and dairy products slightly more than offset decreases for those in sugar and vegetable oils. The meat index was unchanged. It's the third straight monthly rise in the index, but still remained down 3.4% from the same time last year and 25% below the peak of March of 2022. The cereal price index took the biggest jump in May, rising 7.3 points, or 6.3%. The dairy price index reached 126 points. That was up 2.3 points, or 1.8% from April. Now, the sugar index saw the biggest drop, coming in at 117.1 points. That was down 7.5%. U.S. Grain Council Chair Brett Boydston and past Chair Josh Miller went south of the border for meetings with major stakeholders in the U.S. and Mexico's corn trade market. The goal is to maintain positive communications and relationships with one of U.S. agriculture's most valuable customers. With the recent political obstacles and challenges to rail transport logistics affecting grain imports from Mexico, it's vital for the Council to work in tandem with USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service in Mexico to keep the shipments moving, Boydston said. U.S. producers and Mexican importers and end users alike need reassurance that trade will continue operating smoothly. The delegation also met with staff from a leading global food production company that offers products in 112 countries to discuss how U.S. producers can meet the company's demand. USGC is trying to keep U.S. ag as the premier option for Mexican importers. The nation's top agriculture retailers responded to a crop life survey on their 24 outlook. The survey asked retailers about their overall outlook for the 24 growing season based on market performance through spring field work and planting time. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being better than expected, the retailers seem pleased with the year so far. A little more than 8 out of 10 survey respondents rated the year so far between a 5 and 10. To break it down further, 53% of the nation's top agriculture retailers said the 24 growing season rates between a 5 or 7 on their 10-point scale. Another 33% indicated that so far the rates as an 8 to 10, in their region of the country compared to last year. That was a 6% improvement over 2023. Only 14% rated the season between a 1 and 4. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
What do you say when it's over? Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still, I think about the years since I first met you. And the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words for me can still upset you, but I've just got to make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Couldn't do more, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. Yes, I always knew I couldn't hold. Set you free. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you. You still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before. Better man. Yes, I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I know I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. I'm leaving here a better man.
Gonna put the world away for a minute. Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze, and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise.
Brooks, he'll be back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away.
Cause now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne shore washing over me.
It's a sweet, sweet life, living by the salty sea.
One day you could be as lost as me.
Change your geography, maybe you might be.
Knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in, the water's nice. Find yourself a little slice. Grab a backpack of lies. You never know until you try. When you lose yourself,
you find the key to paradise.
That sizzle? We're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Cottonwood falling like snow in July. Sunset riverside, four-wheel drives in a taillight circle. Roll down the windows, turn it on up. Pour a little Crown in a Dixie cup. Get the party started. Girl, you make my speakers go boom, boom. Dancing on the tailgate in the full moon. That kind of thing makes a man. What's left of those blue jeans? Drip of honey on a money maker. Gotta be the best buzz I'm ever gonna find. Hey, I'm a little drunk on you and high on summertime. If you ain't a 10, you're a 9.9. Tipping and spilling that homemade wine on your tied up T-shirt. Every little kiss is a driving me wild. Throwing little cherry bombs into my fire. Good God Almighty. Girl, you make my speakers go boom, boom. Dancing on the tailgate in the full moon. That kind of thing makes a man go mm-hmm. You're looking so good in what's left of those blue jeans. Drip of honey on the money maker. Gotta be the best buzz I'm ever gonna find. Hey, I'm a little drunk on you and high on summertime. Let's slip on out where it's a little bit. Take it off on out in the water. Girl, you make my speakers go boom, boom. Dancing on the tailgate in the full moon. That kind of thing makes a man go mm-hmm. You're
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Innocent days. I love that little white church out on 109. It's where I hit my knees and I thank the Lord for this life of mine.
The devil, look who just walked in. He knows just where to find me. Here we go again. I can tell he's gonna ask me to dance, but that's not as far as he wants to go. I need 10,000 help me tell him no.
Lead me not into temptation.
Heaven help me to be strong.
I can fight all that I'm feeling,
but I can't do it alone.
Help me break this spell that I'm under.
God, I need 10,000 angels
tonight. It's time to face my weakness. Look at me in the eye. Lord knows it won't be easy, but I've just gotta try. I can't let myself get lost in his arms. That's how I got my heart broke before. I need 10,000 angels to walk me out the door.
Lead me not into temptation.
Heaven help me to be strong.
I can fight all that I'm feeling,
but I can't do it alone.
Help me break this spell that I'm under.
Guide my feet and hold me tight.
I need 10,000 angels
watching over me tonight.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN 1430.